Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, hey, what you doing, homeboy? Why ain't nobody around, man? What the hell? Where's all the people at, man?
Welcome to the show. May I ask who's calling?
My name is Billy Hill.
Hey, what do you even hear me? What's that you doing there? Doing a 1-2-3?
Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, nice lady. Good to be here, too.
Are you a member of All Poetry?
First let me say that I'm a little nervous because I've never done this before. You know, I've never really called into the show before.
How did you hear about the show?
It's actually from my grandchildren. Is this that boy named Rama? Well, I don't know if he's a boy or he's a real old man. But is this the guy who goes around on Old Poetry bullying young kids and rap battles? Thinking that's going to make his dick feel bigger? Is this that guy?
Yeah, Grandpa. You are truly mean. You made me cry.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? Y'all insane?
Yeah, forget about it. So, remember that guy?
What guy?
Fucking guy.
The first guy or the second guy?
Not that guy. The other guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
The one we told Faze to show us for?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't for that guy.
No.
Hey man, I ain't got time for your demo, homie. No demo.
Put
them
on! Put these on like this.
Party rock!
You got them in?
What? Vitamin?
Yeah.
Play along. Huh? Play along.
I can't hear. What the hell?
What?
Play along! Let's go!
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody gets downright live. It's going for rhyme and rhyme. Everybody wasn't on the surprise.
Yeah, so Rama, he's still alive, so don't worry about it. That was all just part of the surprise, right?
Yeah, we just wanna see you. Baby, shake that.
She on the jock, huh? Now stop when we in spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Top jeans, tattoos, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, I don't know. Gang of money, open door.
Yo, I'm running through these halls like Trano. I got that devilish blue rock and roll. No halo, we party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping. On a rise to the top, no letting our Zeppelin.
Hey, party rock is in the house.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Welcome to the party. Beast, are you here?
Surprise!
What's that?
Stacey, did you get to hear the intro song or were you in the green room?
I could hear the intro song. I was dancing along.
I was just making sure.
That was fun. We have 5 callers, including you.
All right.
So who's here? 415, who we got?
It's me. It's your boy, Socrates.
Hello, hello. 347.
That's me.
All right. I'm labeling everybody here. All right. So we got Beast. 720.
That's me.
Rima, the man of the hour. All right. In case you didn't figure it out during the song, this is a secret party for you.
No,
oh,
actually,
really?
It's for you, Faizy. It's actually for
okay,
you, Faizy.
Okay, I think the secret party is for you.
Is it really?
Yes.
I was in it. I didn't know I was for me.
Did
okay.
you listen to it?
Well, I was interrupted a lot, but yes, I heard parts of it. I got to listen to it again.
Okay.
Oh. Is it really?
Well, it's for you,
oh.
yes. It's Appreciation Day for
oh
you, Faizy.
Yep. Thank you.
Surprise. You're,
you
you're
are
hosting your own
best.
Show. You're doing all the work. Sorry. But.
It's part of who I am, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to show appreciation.
Aw, thank you. Oh, I love you guys. And Tans just gave me a gold membership. So, like, holy crap. No wonder Tans was like, you can't read anything. You can't listen. I wasn't allowed to listen. Okay.
And did you listen to what she said?
Yeah, I did.
No.
I listened. I didn't pre-listen to things. So I'm unprepared.
You're good. You're good. I would have been in there listening to everything.
I've been super busy.
I thought you
actually haven't
all
had
the surprises, Beast, period.
Somebody's got to let Beautiful Blade in.
Okay, hold on. I'm saying yes to everybody. Okay, so 585, who's that?
Oh, 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 it is I, Lauren.
Hello,
Brother
welcome.
Lauren.
Good to hear
all
everyone's
right.
voices. How you doing, Faiziana? How you doing, Rhyme?
Doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
Good.
I'm all flustered because I didn't realize. I thought this was Rhyme's surprise, and it's a secret for me. Who's 218?
That's me.
Who's me?
Who's me?
Beautiful Blade.
Beautiful Blade, awesome. Hello. All right, I've got everybody labeled now. Tans is coming, but, you know, she had company arrive at the last minute in classical Tans fashion. She's like, I've just been invaded by family. That's how Tans is every time. Thank you, Tans. All right, so I'm just following what you're doing, Beast. And I just saw the picture from Tans. That's cute. Thank you.
Okay, so I know that Beautiful Blades. I know that Beautiful Blades needs to read first. So we do have a whole thread in this where I put everything in there. So I guess we can just go down the line.
Okay.
All right. So
I don't have a link for Beautiful Blades, though. Okay.
All right. Sorry. I just posted the link. I literally, like, just submitted it.
Can you put it into the dis room? And then I could, it'll
yeah.
be in the chat. Okay, great.
Yes. Yeah. All right, Faizy. So, this is titled Unbroken. My dearest Virgo, I know things can be hard sometimes. You aren't alone, and the invisible bars keeping you captive are the ones I know well. Let me slip between them, sit with you as moonlight shines through the window, and I'll break out fudgesicles for us to share. We can talk if you want. Share memories of CBT and therapy and the things that led to where we are, but silence is okay too. Heck, we can sing along to Traumacore by Sky Daddy at the top of our lungs until we can't help but laugh at how ridiculous life can be. Just know that I will be with you until the cage doesn't feel so small. Faizy, Let's paint the walls purple. Break a cerulean crayon in half and color on the floor. Create monsters that will fight the demons in your mind as we wait for the exorcism that has yet to come. It's unconventional healing, but bear with me. I will drape you in a heavy red blanket if you can stand the feeling on your skin, stain flowers and owls on your flesh with the henna I keep in my freezer. Perhaps then you will feel the beauty the rest of us see inside you. Auntie A, I heard you're a thirsty prima donna, precipitation unchecked against hostile thoughts as you wait for the sounds of the storm to fade. Remember, it's okay to find comfort in the rain. I will coax you outside to dance in falling water. Share a life jacket when the current gets strong. Brain surgery couldn't beat you, and neither can this. I promise.
I promise.
Everything can improve. Aphasiana, you are valid and valued and loved. You are so, so loved. Anxiety has nothing on you. But when it gets to be too much, I will sit with you, breathe with you, and be with you. And when it feels like even that is impossible, I will speak your words back to you to remind you of your strength. And cheese. I'll feed you cheese, too. With love, Aquarius. P.S. I hope you don't mind me stealing your words. Sometimes they just touch my soul, and I feel the need to revisit them. And peace.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was, like, a tearful read. Wow. I feel like you understand me so well. There are so many things in here that just touch me very deeply. And I love the idea of, like, the trauma core and just, like, us laughing at how ridiculous life can be, because that's totally, you know, how I deal with things. And the painting, the walls, and the reference to Rima's first attack on me, the thirsty prima donna. That's such a great reference. And I love cheese. So, I mean, feeding me cheese, that wins me just that. This is incredible. I am so touched. I'm speechless. I'm just in shock. I love this. I love this. I love this. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It was a lot of fun to write.
That was absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, Blaze. The way that you read that, too, with such emotion in your voice, that was absolutely beautiful.
Well, I mean every word that I write with these. So, of course, there's going to be some emotion in my voice. There's always tears.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I mean, I remember the one you wrote for me, too. And, I mean, your poetry is so impactful and personal, and it's just beautiful.
Thank you.
You ever think about doing spoken word, Yuko Blade?
There aren't a whole lot of opportunities for me to do that where I live, but I love, like, doing open mics anytime I can. I love spoken word stuff. I just wish there was more opportunity for me to actually do that.
Yeah, I hear you. I thought this was beautiful. Like, I love how deep and emotional you get. And, like, you use so many, like, freaking, like, actual, like, things that actually happen that you remember. Like, your memory is really good. Like, the cheese and the flowers and just things in here, like CBT and therapy. And, like, I don't know any of this stuff. I couldn't write a poem this good, you know, but, like, you killed it, you know. So, good job. I didn't mean to interrupt Beast, by the way. I thought she was done talking. I'm sorry.
She's never done talking.
I'm on mute. I just realized I was on mute. That's why you can't hear me talking.
Okay.
Did we drop a Faziana?
No way.
No, I'm here. I'm just like, you know, hyperventilating with emotion in a good way and just listening to you all.
I know that feeling.
Well, I thought that was a beautiful
Brother
Lauren,
would you like to comment, Brother Lauren?
I would. Thank you so much. I didn't expect something as in-depth as this appears to be. When I hit that second stand to paint the walls purple, you really caught my imagination. I thought that was just a marvelously emotional, almost, I don't want to, not psychotic, but it's the word I want, an emotional psychedelia of words and feelings and imagery. I will drape you in a heavy red blanket, but you can stand the feeling on your skin. That's great stuff. And the thirsty prima donna is also good. And yes, she is valued and valid and loved by everybody who knows her. So I really like what you did. It was a great tribute to a great person.
She truly is a great person. And Crazy, seriously, if you haven't heard any of Sky Daddy's songs, you need to go give them a listen.
Definitely on my list for after the show. Thank you.
She's so great.
All right, there appears to be no structure to this show. So I would like to comment.
Because Maisie always runs them.
I know. She's overcome with emotion, though. So I would like to comment on this poem. The way you read it, gee whiz, fantastic. Your voice added to an already fantastic write, no doubt. And everything you said in here, you know, it's so personal. And, you know, you just didn't go generic lines and whatnot. You really, like, this couldn't have been written for anybody else. It's just so on the money for a Faziana. And I would like to just thank you, because I think this is the first time I've ever heard you on a show. Maybe not. I just don't remember so well, but I think I would definitely remember you reading this right for sure. So absolutely fantastic. And I was not attacking a Faziana in that particular poem. That was more like an invitation to her.
Oh yeah, definitely.
yeah, it was excellent write and excellent read, no doubt. Beautiful Blade.
Yeah, so when I write these, I actually send out this list of interview questions. So it's like nicknames, birth date or horoscope, and favorite food, favorite color, stuff like that. And I had actually been meaning to write one for her like months ago. So I had already sent her the interview questions, and so this was just the perfect opportunity to go back and actually sit down and write something with them. And then, you know, I tend to go through a bunch of poetry that they've written, so like the breaking of cerulean crayon in half, and if you can stand to feel the blanket on your skin. You know, it's these are a gift that I give to people who touch my heart. And I was glad that I had an excuse to finally get around to writing this one for you, baby.
I'm glad as well. I, too, send out those types of questionnaires, so I'll be sending you one. It has, like, birthday, social security number, bank card, and so look out for that private message. Beast, what's next?
Sorry, I'm just
Hold
doing
on,
some
Beast.
Behind the scenes work.
Oh, man.
Just so you know, there's three more callers.
Okay.
Oh.
You want to let the callers in, and then we'll go to either another caller or an audio?
Sure. Caller 703, who do we have?
C'est moi. It's Captain B2.
Hi, B2.
Hey.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I finally found you guys. I had to interrupt several programs to do it, though.
Oh, that's great.
I interrupted Richard's program at the same time, but I told him it was only fair he can call in Saturday and interrupt mine.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I found you guys looking for the chat board to see what poems have been read yet. So, tell you, when you hide something, you really hide it.
I actually just sent you a link, B2, if you want to join Disabilities. That's where we're hosting it. It's in that chat board.
Ah, okay. Outstanding. Let me go see if I can find it.
763, who do we have?
This is Dexter.
Dex, hi.
Hey.
Thank you for being here.
Dex.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
It's good to hear you.
Glad
870. Oh, sorry, Dex. Yay. 870, who do we have?
Hey, Fiziana, it's Dan DeShino.
Hey, Dan. All right, it's a party. We have so many callers now.
Everybody else on here. I couldn't be left out. Everybody's here, so...
Yeah.
I am guessing the 111111 is Tans, or is it Wolfie?
Hi, it's Wolf.
Wolf. All right, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Is this Ellen?
Okay. For once, I'm not the one, like, directing things, so Beast, tell me what to do.
I know, I'm a little rusty at this. I know that Captain B2 can't stay too long, so if you want, Captain, you can be ready to read yours?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love
to. Okay, I'm going
to
post a link in the chat.
Thank you.
There you go.
All righty. I got the right spot here. Here I am. Here I am. Okay. I had kind of disguised the title. but I guess I had a cross stick to a Fasiana, and I thought, no, if I put that out there, that would be a dead giveaway. So I wrote kind of to an acrostic phase. So I wrote to an acrostic. I thought you'd find that interesting. Here we go. Ah, Fasiana, librarian extraordinaire, wordsmith supreme, powerful mistress of poetry, who knows each phenome by its first name. Her verse provokes terror and tears, conveys glad tidings and gut punches, always delivering a syllabic salvo of elocutionary eloquence, scintillating stanzas, pat profound pronouncements that illuminate the imagination and stir the psyche. Fasiana, language is your domain. You prowl and pounce as nimbly as a ferocious feral feline on noun and verb, phrase and metaphor. All salute Fasiana, our fierce female word warrior. End poem.
Thank thank you, Bobby. You know, you say that language is my domain, but my goodness, it's yours as well. Look at your vocabulary and your alliteration, and well, clearly you are a master of words yourself. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome. I could only do my very best for you. So I sprinkled a little alliteration and a little assonance and consonants in there, and had some fun with some syllabic tomfoolery there.
I see that. Well done.
I hope you're doing.
I don't know what an acrostic poem is, but it sounds lovely. Maybe you could tell me later.
An acrostic is you take a word and each line of the poem begins with a letter from the word. So if you look at my poem, you will see A-P-H-A-S-I-A-N-A, which spells aphasiana. Aphasiana.
That's really cool.
So that, I thought, I haven't done an acrostic in a while, so I wanted to do something singular. So and this one just started pouring out onto the page. So there you are.
Yeah, my favorite literary device is alliteration. You really absolutely nailed it, especially with all the different forms of it, you know, like consonants and essence and all those, and I really like word twisters, because when you speak them, it's a lot harder to do when you read them, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So, but I had fun writing it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did really good, and it was. I thought the whole, like, you know, all salute aphasiana for our fierce female word warrior was like, just like, a really good, like, you know. Power to the girls, you know, like, you know, like, I thought that was good.
Well,
they're
super librarians,
yeah.
So make sure I did something equal to the recipient.
Right, yeah, and she's always showing me good books too, and like I barely read, so like I always have to like try to match her speed, you know.
Well, I would say anybody who uses the word tomfoolery on a poetry show is top in my book. I like those shenanigans. Okay, let's see. Brother Laurent, would you like to comment?
I would. It's good to hear Captain B2 with her acrostics. She knows what to do. And you know what? You didn't rhyme this at all, but it's filled with slant rhymes, which I really like, as well as the other poetical forms that you use. You did a nice job on this particular acrostic.
Thank you. I'm inspired.
You really did. Period. Would you like to comment?
Yeah, this was great. I loved all the alliteration. There's humor in it, and you really did encapsulate Fazy in, like, this one poem and this acrostic. And I usually have to ask Fazy what some of these words mean, so. Some of these big $5 words. But, no, it was awesome. Such a great poem.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It really was. Dex, would you like to comment, Dex, my brother Dex?
Awesome poem, Bobby, as always, and like you said, it was clever and phrased, and Faziana loves the alliteration too, and she brings it up all the time, anytime she can, and so I thought that this was a fantastic rant.
Thanks, Dex.
Dan? Dan.
Hey. Yes,
you'd like to comment.
I absolutely would. I never, but for those of you who don't know, I actually host a show with Bobby. So, Bobby, I never get to
we never get to kind of talk about each other's poems, so it's great to hear you as Anna. Of course, it is brilliantly written, like you always do. I also host a show for those, you know, with Aphasiana, who apparently Aphasiana hosts shows with, like, everybody, because I didn't know this world here existed of you guys, so apparently she hosts a show, like, every night, as far as I can tell. Yeah, this is great, and I like the, like other people said, the alliteration, because I know Aphasiana is a fan of alliteration, and you did it beautifully, because she's also a fan, who her and I have talked about, of, she's not a fan, excuse me, of bad alliteration or over-alliteration, which you did not do. You did it absolutely beautifully with just a couple of words, and I'm jealous of you, as always, Bobby, because I've actually written for her show. I've written for her shows before, where I tried to incorporate her name in things, and I couldn't do it properly, but you did it beautifully here, so...
That was the challenge. I couldn't figure out how to do it now. I thought I hadn't done an acrostic in a while, and I thought that would be a really good way of weaving it in there.
You absolutely did it, and it was beautiful and well-written and intelligent, just like you and just like our special guest, Gianna, here. So a flattery will get me everywhere.
Maybe.
Yeah, awesome job. And nice to meet everybody I've never met before, so thank you for bringing me on.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you
nice
for being
you
here. Is Wolf on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to comment?
Hi, F. We love you. I'm trying to find the poem everyone's talking about, but I just woke up and like I just straight up say busted balls the wall to the freaking my word. Hang on, I'm
first
trying
time
to
caller
find
everybody
it.
First time caller.
I'm halfway awake, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Well, thank you, Av, that is actually helpful. Oh, I actually like it because it actually really does define you. I love your poetry. Like how you just like piece it together alone is like freaking magical, Alf. And I think they really did it good on this poetry that they did. I'm trying to wake up. I'm sorry. You really are a mistress of poetry, though.
Thank you.
Oh.
Excellent comment. Is Tams here? Tams isn't here.
She's on the board, but she hasn't actually called in yet.
Okay. So I think... I don't really... You know what, B2? It is so cute on this poem. It really, really is. Did you put that picture together like you put the poem together?
A little bit. I found it out there, and I kind of spruced it. I tricked it out a little bit.
Very creative. Makes my crayon drawings appear so small now. I thought it was a fantastic acrostic, very intelligent, very Aphasiana, and very B2 as well. You used excellent words for sure. And you did sneak it in there. And we did sneak a surprise on Aphasiana, which I thought would not happen. And I'm glad that you called in and read it. And it actually... You know what? It reminds me of that if I opened the cover of that book, that would be in there. You should just write a book. No shit.
Well,
make
it
all small like that, too. Make my hands look bigger.
I called it an acrostic to Aphasiana, but I thought if I posted it like that, that would be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, she might have been onto it at that point.
So I had to put it in
I might not be the brightest, but I think I could recognize a title like that, yeah.
You are by far one of the brightest. Never kid yourself. All right. Well, I think I called on everybody. I'm not sure. So, Beast, period.
Oh, yeah, read Daniel's first.
Huh? Wait,
what happened?
Read Daniel Chino's first. It's coming up next.
Beast.
If that's what you want to do, we could do Daniel. Oh, yeah, I skipped that one. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so I'm putting Daniel in the link now. I mean, in the chat. And then
Sandwich
J, a.k.a. Socrates, can go next. All right, Daniel, you're right, up.
So I am up. Excellent, excellent. So, Faziana, first, before I read this, I love you, the pieces, and actually, you're the reason why I actually started to want to really host the radio shows. I don't know if you guys know, but I was a fan of Sinner and Saint. It's one of the reasons I stayed writing poetry. So it was amazing to me to actually host a show with somebody I was a true fan of. When I first heard her, I actually heard Babbler. I actually thought they were professionals, to be honest. I was always impressed by them. So it's amazing to actually be able to collaborate with you and be friends with you. So amazing. And Bobby, too. So, of course, Bobby, too. I got all my girls here tonight. But, yeah, so I wrote this for you. This is called Those That Shine Among Us. There is nothing, a war or a wish, an attack or an embrace, a lust or greed or a love to grow, that has not been brought to the world with words. And the wordsmiths who through the power of nature breathe in and the will of creation breathe out, wield their breath to shape humanity's fate. And I look to the hidden heroes, every day elating and elevating evangelists, lifting with lexicon love. And a child reads a word on a page as a galaxy in a deep woods night. It spins and radiates within their ever-hungry minds as a cosmic dance of electric wisdom wonder. Most of us forget we are all children, most of us. But there are those who guide our children to value words with understanding and compassion. The words of the wicked are as a venomous swarm of insects that poison the blood and spread as an angry parasite with consumption obsession. But there are those who see each word as a poetic infant to grow and join hands with its brothers and sisters in a harmonious living unity. And there are those that understand the life of words, the life words may live, as a poem is born, not written. And both sinners and saints will stop to rest along their twisted climbs to listen as the true love of words soars through the airwaves. Even sinners and saints will bond as a helix together and straight. The laugh from the settled and contented is said to be infectious and addictive as a TikTok feed following a 3 a.m. scream. I don't know about anybody else, but I try very hard to not be infected or addicted. But there are those whose laugh and voice are healing as a winter fireplace with a late night hug. There's nothing more comforting and pleasing to the soul. And then there are those who embrace life with it all, the love of the word as a peaceful passion, taught to guide the path-seeking children and to read to the ones who have forgotten they were once a child, the real hidden heroes in a world of false prophet posts, a phase of the moon, one single phase of the moon in the eons of moonlight life, still brings a light to the always children who are lucky enough to glance upward that beautiful evening. End poem.
Thank you,
fantastic.
Daniel.
Jeez. Go ahead,
that
Faziana.
One's
for you, Faziana. That was really, really good.
Ryman needs to get his word in there, too. I really appreciate this. I feel like you're acknowledging, you know, my career with the reading to children and getting them to love words, and then you're recognizing the shows that I host and my ridiculous constant laughter. And I see you acknowledging so many parts of me here and the things that matter to me. And I'm honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and the story about that laugh, I told you before, but there's somebody that actually works for me that joined there, and that was the first thing she commented. So this is a stranger who doesn't really know Faziana, and she told me, I'm not going to say it the right way, but she told me the next day at work, she said, who's that woman you hosted with the laugh? She said, it's such a beautiful laugh, and it reminds me of a child who's just in wonder of everything that they see. And that was talking about Faziana. I'm not saying it right the way she said it, but I said, yeah, that really is. And I can see that in Faziana all the time. She teaches with children, but I can still see that she's never lost that childlike wonder for the world. And that's what Aisha was saying, who I believe Aisha is actually listening to the show tonight. So that's where that came from. And I always thought that was really impressive of you, just how you affect everybody here that loves you and works and hangs out with you, but you're also able to affect people who don't even know you just by the power of your laugh and your words and your voice and the way you express yourself. So that's where that part came from. But anyway.
That's so wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This poem was, like, so good because, like, you can relate to it without even knowing if it's, you know, like, the part where it was, like, about, what was it, like, I knew, like, when you said sinner and part sinner and saint, I knew that was about Faziana, but, like, there was this one part I can't remember. The laughter, yeah, the laughter. I was like, oh, I was just, like, something that, like, and the kids, too, like, teach, like, everyone getting, you know, the wonders and joy, like, the kids, you know, and I thought that was just, like, a good poem that everyone can relate to, which is really just the secret of music and secret of poetry, you know, getting everyone to relate to it, even though you're talking about a specific thing. You know, I thought this was really well done. Like, there's so many ways to perceive it. It's beautiful, you know. That's my thoughts.
I appreciate that. That's actually exactly what I was going for, was you know, the multi-dimensions of that. So I'm glad it was came across like that.
Excellent comment. Beast, period. Would you like to comment?
Yeah, this was absolutely beautiful from beginning to end, the way that you worded this. And it really it does show how Fazy really is. Her laugh is very infectious, and she's a wonderful person, and she always helps us out. She always has a lending hand whenever we need her. I mean, your words are so beautiful from start to finish.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Dex, would you like to comment?
Yeah, this is a fantastic write that, you know, uses a lot of metaphor throughout in talking about the shine among us. You know, you talk about even later on that, you know, at 3 a.m., you know, and at night, you know, late night hug, the late night poets, you know, she does shine like a star among us when she's on the shows. A phase of the moon, you know, she shines bright, especially when she's with children and just doing her thing up in the front and reading poetry and reading books. So very well done.
Thank you, and she does. I could listen to her talk all day, as I could most of you guys, and do a lot of times listening to the shows. But yeah, she always brings happiness when I listen to her.
Hey, Dexter, are you gray eyes or are you gray eyes like twin voice? Does he sound just like him?
But what did I do? What he said? What's that? I'm sorry.
But you sound like gray eyes, like gray eyes Smith. You literally sound exactly like him. I wonder if you're the same person.
We kind of are because basically I replaced Dexter on his own show and we were born on the exact same day, so we are actually kind of we're twins from another universe.
That's freaking awesome, man.
Wolf,
I'm a wannabe Dexter.
two gray eyes and one brown eye.
That's right.
Wolf had to go, and she said goodbye. She's in a different, like, time zone completely, or just different schedule. She's just going to work now. It's the beginning of her day, so thank you, Wolf, for calling.
Thank you, Wolf.
Thank you, Wolf.
All right. Let's see. I totally lost track. I had a list here, but Laurent, did you comment? You didn't comment yet.
No, you were leaving me alone off in the corner, and I was waiting. Daniel, you've written something from the heart. It's also a work of art. You didn't just take the easy route of a quick rhyming tribute band like I did. You actually wrote something that's quite, it's literature. It's a poem. It's an expression of the heart. It's a look at all of us, and it's a look at one of us. And some things really, really stand out. If I can find it, it'll stand out, I promise you. When you said, there are those who see each word as a poetic infant to grow and join hands with brothers and sisters in a harmonious living unity. And I couldn't agree with you more. Many times I've listened to Aphasiana explore the derivations of words, ways to use them. And she's exceptional at doing that. And then you continue, and there are those that understand the life words may live as a poem is born, not written. Bravo on that. And both sinners and saints will stop to rest along their twisted climbs to listen as the true love of words soars through the airwaves. It captivates everybody. And obviously she's captivated her share of friends and well-wishers and admirers. And just take a look at the show by example. And then that your piece, which is delightfully long, very strong, very good. Very good. Nice job.
Thank you, Laurent. And speaking of voices you can listen to all day, there's Laurent, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm glad you said that because I was actually also thinking of, you know, everybody else on, you know, the shows I listen to as well, too. I think it reflects it, which is, you know, Aphasiana fits in with everybody beautifully. It is certainly written about you, Aphasiana, 100%, but I did come to mind kind of other hosts as well too, so I'm glad you said that.
Well, I'll comment. So I went to college for 1 week. It was an awesome week. But this reminds me, it's very scholarly, like you're like a professor reading to me. It was written so sharp and so vivid. I really like the contrast, you know, the in and out, the light and dark. And Aphasiana is definitely the light. And it stands
yes.
out in its way for sure, you know, and everything about her. Like, I think even if someone listens to just one show with her on it, they will see all of this. You know, like she's just that powerful and passionate, you know, and also that soft and childlike, you know, honestly, she's really a treat to know for sure. And I thought this was really, really, I mean, she was really a well-read, well-written piece for her, you know, very heartfelt too. So kudos, no doubt.
Thank you, my friend. And you're much smarter than me because I wasted like tens of thousands of dollars on 4 years of college that I'm not using. So you're a smarter man than me, let me tell you. I should have left after a week.
Let's see. Is Captain B2 still here?
Present.
You brought me a present? All right.
I'm present.
Would you like to comment?
Yes, please. Yes, please. I enjoyed... And as Dan said,
we host together, and we so seldom get to hear one another's work. And I read your work from time to time, but to hear you present it is totally different. And this is a lovely homage. It is redolent with friendship and a shared love of language. I like this almost refrain you have in here. There are those, and the way you break the different thoughts in there, I think it has almost a colloquial feel to it, which I find absolutely charming. But you snuck in a fair amount of alliteration. Good for you.
that was just for her. Yes,
but,
absolutely.
Yes. There are those that understand that words may live as poem is born, not written. Very eloquent, very beautifully said. Both sinners and saints will stop to rest along their twisted climb to listen as the true lover of words soars through the airwaves. And that's true. I mean, the people who I have heard speak who have a command of the language, it's but some of them are positively hypnotic. You could listen to them speak at any great length about anything at all, and just be enthralled. And I like the fact that Faziana's show invites that kind of erudition. And that kind of self-expression. And you've captured it beautifully here, the laugh from the settled and contented. And I would call her laugh liquescent. It has a liquid, a rolling quality to it that I love. And it is absolutely, you can tell that your laugh is so genuine. And so infectious, and it's absolutely charming, and don't ever change it. So, it really is a beautiful piece that you've written, Dan, and you've not only given a wonderful homage to Faziana, but also to her profession, to her love of sharing her knowledge with children, and of her selflessness in perpetuating the love of poetry. So beautifully done and very lyrical.
Thanks, Bobby. And I'm using Loquacious in my next poem without even question. That's my new favorite. That's my new word of the day now. I'm going to even
Loquacious.
I didn't say it right. But whatever it is, I'm using it. Liquescent.
Yeah, becoming liquid. She has a melting laugh.
That's a amazing comment by a true poet. Yeah, absolutely. That I agree with that.
And with that, I'm going to have to check out. Unfortunately, Faziana, enjoy your salute. It's well deserved. So, ciao, everyone.
Thank you. Good night, Bobby.
Thank you, me too.
Is Beautiful Blade still here?
Beautiful Blade, would you like to comment?
No, she left a long time ago, I think.
I'm still here. I'm just been
listening.
Oh, I thought
you
were listening.
That was beautiful. I got to echo what so many people have said about the line, about how, it's getting late for me, about how knowing that words can live, or words have a life, because poetry is born, not created, or however that line went. I don't have it in front of me. but that was poignant and powerful enough to stick in my brain for the entire piece, which is very rare. Like, most of the time I have to, like, have the words in front of me so that I can, like, highlight the pieces that I like, or, like, I'll write out the lines that I like so I can refer back to that, because my memory for this sort of stuff just isn't what it used to be. But that line was powerful, and I also loved the refrain, there are those and there are those. It was very powerful and very moving, and I am very glad that I stayed on to hear it.
That was a lovely comment. Thank you, beautiful Blade.
Thank you, my new friend. Okay, I really appreciate it.
All right, now I do have to go, though, because it's almost 10 o'clock.
Well, you have a beautiful night.
Thank you so much for coming here.
Yeah, it was an honor and a blessing to be here. All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
I apologize if I'm missing anyone in the comments. This is a new world record for callers on a show that we do on these impromptu ones, so I can't keep up with everybody.
I don't think B's commented.
Yeah, she did.
Second one to comment.
She was the first second one. Not the third second one, but the first second
one. Whatever. Shut up. All right, Sour J, are you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Do I got to repost or we're good?
No, I can see it. Can anyone else see it?
Okay.
Hold on,
I
can't
see it.
Can see it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, she did. And then she was pregnant.
Well, last night,
too. All right. Well, I don't. Where'd you put it up at?
It's a little bit. It's right above the last link by Dennis Ischino.
Hold on, just for Rima. Hold on. I'll post it again.
Well, I can't
is it
see it. Yeah.
Oh, nobody else
it.
Can see it. All right, fine.
Is it a link?
No, it's just in the chat. It's a verse.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hold
it's
on.
There. Sour J.
Oh. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Now that I got
Socrates,
all the information,
Sour
okay,
J.
now
right.
I can see it.
Jeez. Okay, good.
All right, I'm going to go. It's called Believe It Around Facts. Girl, you're so fucking, like, awesome as to avoid, like, sweet squirrel is to a boy. I choose you to be the rat-free MVP. Easy said. Then done, like killing me smalls and disabilities. Oh, you're not stupid. You're analogic eons ahead of Eve with a very tight heart sleeve. When you walk around the house, you walk around the house. Damn, that ass is fact. End poem.
Excellent breakup, Dan. Right on time. Well read, well said, I have to say. That was really fantastic. See, when I first saw that in the chat, I thought Beast was writing that to you. So I obviously looked
only
right
you.
Over.
Only you would think that.
Well, that's what it looks like. Well, it's coming from you and it's like, that was Jay.
Hell
and then
yeah.
Goes into it. So totally threw me off right there. But I thought it was fantastic. And you had, I just could see you reading that, man, no doubt. You know, because I know you. That was really fucking tight. I liked it. Faziana. Man, I keep forgetting to call on Faziana, and it's for her. I'm sorry. Would you like to comment?
Yes. I thought this was so funny. I love the way that you use kind of like the battle technique of the word play kind of thing, like the instead of like analogical, the anal logic eons, like the way that you put it together, where everything's kind of like a double entendre, is really fun. I can see that you've been working on your battle skills, but this is like a complimentary battle, if there is such a thing, where it was fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. A little known fact, if you take the title and you look at every single word that is capitalized, well, every letter that is capitalized, not every word, you can actually make the entire title with it. So I don't know what you would call that, but I created it myself.
Nice. That's a good
excellent
detail.
Excellent creation. Without doubt.
Maybe you should get into something new.
Would you like to comment on that, Diddy?
Who did you ask?
Laurent.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that.
That's okay.
This is hysterical. I love the rhythm to this. I like the round fact, first of all. You're so fucking like awesome. I paused that, but then you said awesome is to avoid. So you redeemed yourself for that. Not sure about the like sweet Squirtle is to a boy, but I can imagine. I like the rap free MVP easy. That's definitely a small dance, I think. I'm not sure. The analogic previously mentioned was done well. And I love the last line. When you walk around the house, you walk around the house. Damn, that ass is fat. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very clever. Beast period, would you like to comment?
Hell yeah, that shit was fire. I love the whole thing. I love the rap free MVP and You're Killing Me Smalls from The Sandlot. That shit was awesome. Very tight verse.
Agreed. Dan, would you like to comment?
He had to drop.
Did you drop Dan?
Daniel had to go.
Okay.
Dan.
Thank you for calling, Dan. Thank you for calling. My list is all fucked up. Next drop.
Well, I heard you say that you couldn't handle the large crowd. That was a record, so they started dropping like flies.
They ran away now.
No, no pressure on you, no.
Well, they came and set the record and then dipped out. So who is here? Did I call on everybody? Who's here?
You haven't called Irma.
Huh? I was the first one to comment.
You were, no.
You're not smoking that weed from the dead guy, are you?
I thought I just smoked it, actually.
Is there a backstory to that?
When the full moon comes.
Yeah, he commented in the chat like 2 days ago that his dealer had passed away, but he still had all the weed. And then Rima said, "I really hope that you didn't that he didn't die because of
you."
Yeah,
yeah.
And
oh, okay.
Yeah, he died.
Thank you, baby.
All right. Well, beef period.
Yeah, well, Lauren, you're still here, so let's read words. I'm going to put it in the chat.
And for those of you who don't know, Brother Laurent is going to do my eulogy.
That's right. I forgot. I'm glad
you
reminded me.
Oh,
you
forgot.
Jeez,
a good thing I didn't die from the weed. What the
heck? Well, I was just saying, when's the big day? Do you know? Or no, I guess not. Okay.
Nah, still planning it.
Right. Got to get it set up correctly.
Does have
okay.
an awesome voice. It's
we
like
are going to
voice.
Read. That's right. Yeah, well, Ren makes a nice reference to Sean Connery. Okay. Top of the charts.
Phasey, she's never lazy. Doesn't let children drive her crazy. A librarian, keeper of tomes. Bespectacled barbarian, the library's her home. Guide to ideas, stalker of shells, open small minds to themselves. What's this descending upon her en masse? Surprise, surprise, an unexpected class. Dozens of infants, hyperactive to a fault, buzzing like bees out to bring it all to a halt. Never panics, never frantic. Out come resources, watch her antics. Puppets and clowns, nursery rhymes, contests and puzzles, and best story time. Smart as a whip, impossibly hit, never a spill twixt cup and the lip. Another day done, tired, rewarding, make learning fun, completely absorbing. Now her night hour arrives, bringing poets and poetry alive. Knowledge, her consuming passion, displayed in her comments, reaction. Phasey, near and dear to our hearts, whose personality bubbles to the top of the charts. We love you. End poem.
Oh, thank you.
That was
the
sweetest. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Phasey.
Yeah,
Phasey,
I get to go first.
Would you like to comment? I know. You do got to go first. I know. I'm sorry.
I love this. Be spectacled barbarian, absolutely. there's this thing like Conan the Librarian, and it's like where Arnold Schwarzenegger is dressed up like in his Conan Barbarian outfit, but they make him a librarian, and that's totally me. So I love that you play on the fact that I'm like, you know, I work with the kids, and that's a big part of me, but also, like, you know, at night I switch over to the poetry and different side of me, and I like personality bubbles to the top of the charts, because people do say I'm bubbly, and it was clever the way that you did that. This is beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here and writing for it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I never once met a librarian who didn't turn into Conan when she had to defend her books, guaranteed.
That is true. I've had them light me up. I've seen those Arnold Schwarzenegger things you're talking about. And they are funny, Faziana. I haven't seen the librarian one yet, though. I'm going to look out for it. Let me see. I will comment now because I was interrupting Faziana. That was sweet like sugar, Brother Lord. Absolutely. And you even had a little rhythm as you read it, kind of like almost like you were going to start rapping it.
Can I interrupt you for a moment right there?
Yes, of course.
When you said almost rap, I have become enamored within the last 3 months of a British singer called Ren. Now, Faziana knows who he is. And the guy literally, in terms of music, has turned my taste of music around almost completely. I never cared much for rap before, but to listen to him come out of nowhere, sing as well as he does, rap as well as he does, play instruments as well as he does, write as well as he does, produce as well as he does, do his own beats. I have become enamored with his rap. I am a rap convert. But why is it that only Ren that I like?
Oh, man. What's his name?
Ren. R-E-N.
Oh,
listen to Hunger, listen to Losing It, listen to The Sick Boy, all those things, marvelous rap.
Oh, yeah, Sick Boy is one of my favorites.
Sad. Boy, Sick Boy.
Well, I am going to listen. I'm going to listen to it.
Oh.
I know you wouldn't steer me wrong.
No. If I'm going over a cliff, I'd grab a hold of you because I want us to go together. Well,
That's right. Arm in arm. Shit.
Right.
I thought it was fantastic. It really did. You wrote it in really rappy verses, the rhyme scheme, and you really went. It was very smooth, very unexpected, I would have to say. and I liked it. Definitely, definitely liked it. What do you think, Soccer Cheese Sour J?
I thought this was just amazing. I love the little short burst. You know, I like how he brings suicide into it.
Right.
Also, Puffs and Clowns, Nursery Rhymes, and all that. You know, everyone's favorite, like, rap bar back in the day. You talk like Dr. Seuss. I just love this, you know. I love this. It's like, you know, so, you know, childish. It's almost kind of like a nursery rhyme, but like, I can see some red in here. I can definitely see some red in here, you know, some rap flow, you know. I can hear it. I couldn't hear it really in your voice because you say it really slow, but I can read it like that.
I don't do it that well.
You do it good. You just do it. You do it like the old school. You know what I mean? Like real old school hip hop.
What do you got against old school?
There's nothing wrong with old school.
Old school, some of the best stuff. Take any Eazy-E acapella better than like half the songs nowadays.
Acapella. That's how I get down. Excellent comment. Beast, period. Would you like to comment?
Yeah, I think this is great. The rhymes, the flow, it did have, like, it reminded me of a Dr. Seuss, like a nursery rhyme. It was awesome. I loved it. Your voice is great, too, and the way you read is amazing. And I like how you put, yeah, the puppets and clowns, nursery rhymes, contests and puzzles, best of story time, smart as a whip. Like, you really got Fazy down to a T here. It was awesome, Lauren.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really did. And you know, that's the thing about like little tribute shows. You know, people really, if you know who the person is, who's the tribute, you just know that man. This right can only be about this person, and it's so personal. And you threw so many little nuggets in there that only people who know a Fazy on, you know, like really well done. Really, really well done, brother.
Thank you.
Of course.
All right, so we're going to break this up with an audio, and I'm just going to get mine over with. So, Fazy, we have the audios labeled in code so that you wouldn't know what they were. So those titles in there are not what they really are. So if you can grab the one that's labeled, so if you can grab the one that's labeled canoe, that should be my audio. Okay, that should be my audio.
You're so tricky. Okay.
Mom, what? I need you to sign my permission slip. We're going to the library.
Okay, sweetie.
Mom, why does it sound like you're in the bathroom? The ABCs of poetry is a breeze. Watch and see what Miss Fazy taught to me. Assonance, brevity, and cadence is followed by D. I come before he. Oh no, wait, that was E. F is for fact rhymer. But beast? She's a capital G. Before the letter D, she said the magic three. And thanks to Miss Fazy, I now know what helix means. It's a double team. That's bad imagery, but it's just a position. I swear it was clean. There's an aisle in her library that's really obscene. Some stories she reads are rated PG-13. Her men wear a skirt, but she calls them a kilt. And when they bend over, all the ladies' heads tilt. There's many late nights full of metaphoric quilts. Her ginormous pillows are abnormally built, like boom, boom, pow, bang, kick. But watch out, that onomatopoeia can break her bandwidth. She jams with her clan, and her sharp-nipped wit. She mans her device, gets it over real quick. I'm talking poetic contest, guys, sheesh, get a grip. I'm gonna skip the letter Q, cause she's a codependent bitch. When the rhyme meter shifts, her brain does a split. Yeah, just like a banana, that was a simile slip. The theme of this trip is to show Miss Fazy that she is the shit. Now this ain't too big, it's like an underground press. And I know this is just a snippet of what Miss Fazy does best. I already used brevity, so hey, we'll call it a vignette. Stamp it with a watermark, and of course sell it on cassette. My mom's old school. Yeah, I got nothing for Y or Z, and X we all regret.
But hey, she won't even remember because she always forgets. Now I'm really reaching for the ending of this alphabet, so I'll just do it with a duet like Romeo and Juliet and end this epic quartet with a suicide hive suspect. That too can't do nothing without you. She's especially special, even dressed as a diamond behind insect.
What the heck? What
was that? That was amazing, Beast. Oh my god. So many inside jokes in here. I love it. there's so many great references. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
And, I mean, like, the F is for fact. Rhyma is definitely you. Like, you're always like, fact. That was classic Beast. But, like, I mean, like, you got in the helix of double helix. You got the whole alphabet here working nice. I like the, like, codependency of Q has to be with someone else. But then later at the end, it's that Q can't do anything without you. It's true. that was such a good dig at SS. I love it. I'm going to make sure he reads that. And the reference to, like, the jewel wasp that I am in the hive, that's so great with it. Especially because you have, like, the Romeo and the way you spelled Juliet, the diamond behind. This is so clever. I love the way that you messed with the spelling to make the jokes. This is just brilliant. There's so much fun in this. I feel like I have to read it a couple times to make sure that I got, like, absolutely everything that I could out of it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can breathe now. I wasn't sure. I was like, oh. I'm glad you got all the references.
Let me see.
Nice pose.
Socrates.
No, I like the ginormous pull. I'm great. I like the cadence is followed by D's. I come before he. Like, I don't think that's rated even PG-13. I mean, it's like rated R almost. Like,
yeah. It didn't rhyme.
It's good. Like, I like the little kid voice too. Like, I love, like, the, you know, like the. What's it called? That girl that's always in those, like, gangster movies with the really high-pitched voice. You know what I'm talking about?
It's on TikTok, too, I think, that voice. They always use that kind of voice.
Right. Yes, they do. Yeah, all the time. I mean, this is great. I love it. With BC, the capital G.
Capital G.
Gangster.
Thanks,
man. That was good. Good job.
And I think the PG-13 one is also referencing that there was this picture book I was talking about that had some very adult jokes in it that I did not read to young children, but that I was talking about. And then the aisle that's really obscene, the manga place where I kept talking about the people jerking off in that aisle. So, yes.
Yes, that's the aisle.
I remember that conversation.
Mm-hmm. And your ginormous pillows was you. You said that, so that wasn't my wording.
It's
we were
true.
Talking about
it was
something
a joke
in the
about
chat.
My own boob. I remember that, too.
Okay.
You mean you don't enjoy the pillows of my breast? Come on, Beast. I'm insulted.
I'm jealous. I'll take some.
Even her breasts have breasts. It's unbelievable. Brother Laurent, would you like to comment?
Yes, I would. Initially, when I heard this poem, it was a little like listening to a song where you catch some of the words but not all the words. So you're not really sure what the lyrics are, but you know you're enjoying the song. All right? That was my initial impression because I really enjoyed the use of the language, the imagery, some of the wordplay, word positioning, phrasing. It's all very inventive. But the inside jokes left me completely out but listening to you guys talk about it, I'm beginning to see exactly how clever this really was. Because if you can get all the good inside information in there to delight the people who are in the know and yet make the poem enjoyable to other people as well, hey, that's great. I like that obscene aisle. reference and love, that first three, four lines in part two, her men wear a skirt, but she calls them a kilt, and when they bend over, all the ladies have a kilt. It's very cute. Really nicely, and all the way through, your pen is very gifted.
Thank you. She actually told us a story about how she went. Yeah. Yeah, about a party that happened at.
Yeah. It's so active and shit.
Party is not crazy, man.
Hey, don't ask her about it. I thought it was fun. I was thinking, damn, you must have had a really big helium balloon when you did this audio.
Yeah, I was high as fuck on helium.
I don't know how you change your voice. See, I don't have TikTok like you cool kids. So
I don't have
TikTok
either. My kids send them to me.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time when I sent you a TikTok that was sent to me, and you're all, what the fuck are you doing having TikTok? All right, that's right. I remember. Yeah, I thought this is probably... And you always write pretty clever. But this is one of the most clever writes I've seen from you. And, I mean, there is so much wrapped up into it. So much. A person would have to read it three times to catch each one. Very, very clever. Very clever. You must have got good sleep that night and shit, because... This is really, really fantastic. You know what?
Wait, hold on. I am dumbfounded.
This is probably one of the best writes of yours I've ever read. No lie. Really,
thanks.
Really well done. And you couldn't have written it for a nicer person.
Yeah, we love you, Faizy.
We do.
Hello,
we
Faizy.
Really
yeah.
do.
Okay.
Break
it down. All right, so Frank is here on the board, so I guess he's up next, and that's another audio with a code name, so let me find that. All right, Faizy, his is labeled in Love is Nothing is Given card games. That's Frank.
My dedication to Afasiana. The howling winds echo the susurrations of her malachophonous voice. She is the incarnation of the sable shade of darkness. Her laughter is the sound of the eeriness of the night. Her eyes reflect the glow of a haunting seduction. I am enthralled by her central curves that are the rapture of the moon. Her bosom tempts me with a wicked temptation. My passion feeds off the moisture of her delicate skin. She tames my wildest desire with her eroticism. So exotic are her lips and the strands of her hair. I plunge into the depth of her lustful swirls. So I fade into the loud moans of no return. A naked prisoner of her eternal pleasures. I burn in the ashes of her lust. In the dungeon of her ecstasy, forever to taste the scent of her flesh, as I am the servant to the mistress of darkness. Ole.
Oh, wow.
Ole.
Wait. I don't think it's over.
In the poem.
Oh my! I'm blushing.
Yowzers!
Frank, you're gonna start some rumors with
panties.
This one.
Faiziana, would you like to comment after your cold shower?
Wow, that was very sensual. He used to call me the Mistress of Darkness. And I don't remember how that started, but for a long time, whenever
I
was on the board, he would call me the Mistress of Darkness. so this fits with that with that nickname. Oh my. I don't know what to say. I'm flattered, Frank.
And she is flattered. I'm flattered, and I only got to hear it. Beast, period. Would you like to comment?
Why I'm is she flat. Beast, period?
Because if you look at my screen name, there's a period next to it because somebody had the name Beast already. And people used to send points to that person. Yeah, my period.
I try to be very thorough when I'm reading people's names.
This was so sexual. Ooh, I love where he says she's the incarceration of the sable shade of darkness. Woohoo, Frank. He's got some big words in here too that I'd have to look up and I can't even really pronounce. But no. This is a great writing. The way he read it too, he really went sensual, very sensual with this. I burn in the ashes of her lust in the dungeon of her ecstasy. Whew. You go, Frank.
Yeah. Get busy. Brother Laurent, would you like to comment?
He left.
He's gone.
Brother Laurent,
thank you for
hanging out with us.
Peace, Laurent.
Socrates. Thank you, Laurent.
Socrates, did you leave or are you here?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here. You can hear
Did we drop Salvador J? Hello?
Can you not hear him?
All right, I guess we dropped Salvador J. Thanks for calling in, Salvador J. I'm just fucking with you, man. Go ahead.
No, I'm good, man. You fooled me. Nice.
Thank you.
I really like this. Like, I feel like this is like only something that Frank can get away with because he's a like mastermind of like the sexual deviant type of energy, you know. But like this is freaking amazing, man. Like I am the servant to the mistress of darkness, like damn, like he's just praising the shit out of her, you know. But
yeah,
this is hardcore, man. This is some XX, maybe not even a third X, but you know, XX rated type of poetry. yeah, that's good. Great poem.
Well, excellent comment. Today used to have these things called Harlequin romance novels, right? And my big sister used to get them with her dirty ass. And I would find them, and this was like one of those and shit. Very well written. And, you know, I think the mistress by, you know, Faziana, you might not know. I know Beast knows. You remember Elvira, Mistress of the Dark?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's how it started.
Yeah,
it was a Halloween show.
That's how I would imagine it started.
She was the prompt, and she said it was me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I might have rubbed my nipple watching Elvira a few nights.
Our cleavage was compared, and that began the Mistress of Darkness. Okay.
I knew that was where it came from. excellent comparison, by the way. I thought this was fantastic and shit. This is straight up Frank, like we know Frank, and man, he really gets into it, and gee whiz. Like I think I got bite marks on me just from listening to it. I'm going to have to check that shit out. He was into it. He was really into it. Excellent audio. Fucking for real. Ah, shit. Thanks. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Well, can't wait till my show, Frank. Hint, hint. All right. Yeah.
How long is the show? How long do we have? 2.5 hours?
We have 1 hour and 29 minutes before it cuts us off.
Oh, okay. because Tans is a 12-minute audio, so I want to make sure we have enough time for that.
Yeah, she asked me to make it the maximum amount, so we had 180 minutes to start with. We have an hour and 29 minutes left.
All right, well, is Tans on the board still? Because she needs to stay put. I'm saying by the...
Yeah, she's on the board.
Notes. All right, she's going to be calling soon, so we'll just... I want to get the audios done. Well, this is the audio. We did Frank. Okay, here we go. We'll do SS.
Okay, hold on a minute.
And his is labeled emotional bandwidth.
Hold on a sec.
What was I waiting for you for?
I think he's looking for
now,
the link.
Okay, now is what we got to wait for you for. All right, I remember that shit.
I'm just putting a link. I'm just putting a link up.
Okay.
Words.
His is emotional bandwidth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's is this?
Oh.
You've got me so curious now. No clue where you're taking me to. You're a garbage town, but I'd like to be friends with you. You've got me so curious now. No clue where you're taking me to.
The only right about the afterwards. Because we're still living in, and they get the instant picture it. A vivid image, your name to the splendid Amber Alert. Your job, killers and children, infant with instant criminal intent. You kidding me? With these bodies for teeth, fingerprints, cause nobody be giving a shit. That's reality, friends, family, death, and actuality. Add in that family tree, subtract the casualties. Around myself, I'll speak on stuff I don't brag about. Place where you even mention a name and homie, you get backed up, homie, you get dragged out. For the ones who cross the road to avoid the boys are known for violence. Since 19, my record's been clean and owe to the code of silence. If people hold the sirens, if we can hope to be supposed to be nice again. We strive to survive, but the lives of those guys are just trying to get in.
Hey, then, in the wrong part of town, will you get me home safely? I won't take you to the... Been looking for a puppy, baby. Hey there, you're a garbage town, but I like to be friends with you. You've got me so curious now. No clue where you're taking me to. And you say you're a garbage town, questioning your monsters, digging your unique town.
I have a normality mask on, which means I'm never acting mental. I promise that both these ODs and X's are solely accidental. I'm like a puppy wagon in the back of a paddy wagon. But if you ever think about ripping that gas pedal, I'm smashing through your back window even faster than the axe metal. Then I'm grabbing and stabbing and scratching your neck till the cat just threw me back in the kennel. Too black to let go. Not exact the devil. To the status levels. Teaching evil motherfucking people who ever try to preach to me that bitch can never turn your back on the ghetto. I'm an asshole to censor and a sad soul to freedom. Chewed off the leash even longer and caused that hoe to leave him. I sacrificed over half of my life to be gifting these bitches that happiness when actually half of me seems to be black as bitch and avidly sad as shit that my other half tempered with nastiness plus a masochist ravenous savageness. See, I don't bite off the hand that feeds me, I'm even nastier. My teeth have the right to bear arms, the limbs of my last master, the last birth of a massacre family of genocide. So I laugh at disaster.
Hey there, you're a garbage town, but I like to be friends with you. You've got me so curious now. No clue where you're taking me to. Inspired by a carnival town, what's the name of the mountain? I'm digging your
sicker than a killer flu.
A quick shout out to the wolf pack and my alley cat. The stabby rats getting sadded by the batty bat. I'm not half the man it takes to even have a chance. I'm more mountain ram, one slip and it's an avalanche. A male Jones Jet, 17-year-old cold sweat dope head. Survived OD, but only cause I'm too fucking stubborn to give up the ghost yet. You wanna chase me, catch me swerving over the road ahead. A rosebed, but only cause I literally rose from the dead. The perfect picture of my life is a chicken in a race on the couch. The other 80% is police already waiting to be raiding my house. When they're lacking the chromosomes to actually be making it back home. Every letter you press to send in the text has the pigs already tracking my phone. Native killing cops clinging the cocaine through the back of your nose. Sound y'all here from a clown dog sounds like a lie to you. And that's how it shows. I'll only need the lingerie of my last lover. She left when packing the clothes. If love was a place in the garden, I'm alone and digging and stacking on. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so context.
Wait, hold
line.
Up, Faizy. Wait, hold up, Faizy. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but he sent me a message to send to you first, and I was supposed to say it in the beginning of the song. So
oh
I'm gonna say
fuck.
It now.
Here we fucking go.
He said this next song is from Othlita Watsi and is for the stone he holds precious, the clown's jewel. End comment. That was his message.
Beautiful.
Oh. That's really sweet. And I know that's in reference to our tournament thing too, because I'm the jewel wasp. But that's a really sweet message. And then more context to the song is it was one of the first things that I heard from him was his original version of Garbage Hand, where he sings the refrain of, hey there, I'm a garbage hound, but I want to be friends with you. And I totally fangirled because I just really loved his song. And I made, like, a response version, which he took clips from for this. I've wanted to collaborate with him, like, forever, and it just keeps not working out. Our timing isn't right or just things haven't worked out. So finally, I guess we have a collaboration because he combined our two songs. So thank you so much, Suicide Suspect. I love it. And also that message was super sweet. So thank you.
Yeah.
I was on mute there. I was on mute. Sorry. I was going tinkle. Excellent comment.
Wait, did I hear
serious?
Tans? I heard Tans.
Huh?
Tans is here?
Tans, are you here?
Yeah, you made it.
I made it. Faizy,
I gotta tell you that Tans, she organized this whole thing. This was her idea.
Oh,
she got everybody involved. She did all of this. So props to Tans for organizing this whole thing.
Thank you so much, Tans. Tans is like my guardian angel, I swear. I've been going through like kind of a hard time lately, and Tans has been like my cheerleader. She's given me challenges of things to do every day to like keep me motivated because I was just like, I don't want to get out of bed.
Aww.
She's like, hey, you're going to do this. And it's like a motivational thing of like getting shit done. And then she'll also give me a like to make yourself feel pretty kind of thing. So it's like, I have to do my nails or wear lipstick or like something,
aww,
something to be more feminine and girly. And she's been giving me, like, the motivation to keep going every single day. And today she gave me a gold membership for AP because I couldn't afford it. And she's just,
aww,
she's my freaking guardian angel. She's so sweet. Pans, I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you, Faizy. We love you. It was absolutely a combined effort, you know. Like, and it's a shout out to the Late Night Poet family and Rap Free and... yeah, all of us together, you know, don't ever underestimate how much you mean in this world. So, yeah, Suicide Suspect, that was amazing. That was a really, really dope track. And I, the first time I actually heard you, Faizy, I heard that Garbage Clown song. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that Garbage Clown song and I was like, oh, this is pretty dope, hey, you know? And then you sent me the link to the original, which was Suicide Suspect. So, yeah, such a cool tribute. It was very cool to hear that you guys come together, how he put you together like that. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
All right. That's the end of your
yeah.
Woohoo means the end.
I didn't want to interrupt you. Get a happy
ending.
Happy ending.
I'm there,
$20. All right. Beast, period. Would you like to comment?
Yeah. You were right, though, Faizy. You know, when I first spoke to Clown about it, he was like, I got to do Garbage Hound. He said, we've been trying to do that collab forever, and I'm so glad he got it done. I mean, you two are both so talented. The way he rhymes and his flow and his you know, the way he words things, it's great. And then your chorus was beautifully sung, and, you know, I'm so glad that he put this whole thing together and got it in for you. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that at the end of your comment, and what?
Oh.
What the fuck? Socrates, would you like to comment?
One second.
Hi, Ethan.
My dog's overheating, and I want to turn the fan on.
Your phone has a fan?
No, I got this, like, crappy dollar-store fan.
Oh, you need it, though. That's better than no fan.
Yeah. It's
hot. She gets hot.
Yeah.
Bend over doggy style in front of that fan. It's just like a brand new one. Shit.
Yeah. So I think this, I didn't know this poem was, like, the right poem the whole time. Because I was like, this has nothing to do with Faizana. I didn't know it was about her her battle rap that she wrote in the tournament. I didn't know that. I was just like, this is not emotional band. This is the problem. I didn't want to, like say something mid, you know, phone call. So I just texted and Tana was like, that's the right one. But I liked it. I love his flow, man. Like, he makes some of the, like, pauses right at the perfect time, you know. It's like, you know how Beast doesn't pause? You know, like, freaking Suicide, like, he pauses. But, like...
Beast only menopauses.
Beast is a fucking brief.
Sometimes I'm on pause.
Beast does not know how to freaking
rap. Rare.
That's just normally... I'm from New York. That's how we talk. There's no pauses.
Imagine her going to, like, a restaurant ordering food, and they're like, they're after, like, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, I need subtitles, yes.
yeah, but, like, this is really good. Like, I love it. I think this is one of Suicide's best ones. You know, I think he's getting a lot better at rapping. You know, how is he doing, by the way? Is he, I haven't heard from him in a while. He was supposed to call in. He never did.
He's just texting me right now, so he's good.
Oh, okay. But yeah, this is really cool. I really like the, you know, the storytelling ability that he has. You know, like, something that I'm very jealous of, but he just does it without any effort. But that's the end of my time. I don't want to hold everyone's time.
Thank you for
woo-hoo.
Letting me know that that's the end of your comment. You're the only one with the decency to fucking tell me. Jeez. Man. Right.
It's got my eardrums blown
like...
out.
Huh? What happened?
Nothing.
I would like to comment. That's okay. I thought it was really good. I love to hear him. I love to hear him do audios. The contrast between his flow and the Faizana's, I would have to say, hauntingly beautiful refrain. It was very mesmerizing. It really, really was. You had a really good tone and shit. It's the first time that I've heard a Faziana be so fluid and shit. Very nice. Like in a song and shit like that, you know. Not that you're not fluid all the time. Well, you're not. It was really good. You guys really just blended in really well together. And and I thought it was really well done. And, you know, Clowny, I absolutely got number love for Clowny. You know, he's one of my true friends because we can have disagreements and still be friends, you know. I mean, some people have disagreements. Like when the Faziana disagrees with me, man, he just fucking talks shit and blocks me and cuts me out and shit. But,
oh, please. We had a disagreement this week, and I was perfectly calm.
She was calm. She was calm.com. So I thought this was fantastic. I listened to it again after the show, no doubt. It was really, really good. And comment.
Woohoo!
There it is. Woohoo!
Cause I.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cans.
My voice sounds all fucked up because it's so cold here. So it's just if I sound like a man, that's why. Yeah.
So that's me. I sound like a man.
We can menopause together. Period. But, Faisy, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
This next one is from Lion, and it's very beautiful, and it's saved under a beast knows the code.
No church in survival.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. I will play that.
The unforgettable few. There are people who are free to drift in and out of our life as they pursue their destiny. They'll always shine and make us proud we even know them. They're people who restore our faith in humanity and in what is most impressive. People who've gone through hell and back and rose above it. People who never give up and are the epitome of hope, courage, and determination. People who insist on living life to its fullest, no matter the cost. They walk humbly among us as they impact the lives of everyone they touch. And surprisingly, they don't even know how truly amazing they are, because these people are indeed a rare breed.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Wow. Lynn, I really appreciate this. Thank you. That is so sweet. It's been a while since we've talked, and we used to all the time, so I need to get back in touch with Lynn. I think this is so beautiful, and I'm honored to have anything to do with it. Wow, it's seriously an honor. You have such a beautiful way of writing and way of speaking, and I'm just very touched.
And comment?
And comment.
Rhyme, are you there?
Yeah, I was on mute. You should have heard me just now going off, though. It was quite entertaining. I'm going to continue. You know, Faziana, you and I used to fucking talk. You're one of the few people who have my phone number, and now you don't ever use it anymore, so... I guess I'm just going to have to call Lynn. I'm going to fucking join you. Don't pickle over there.
Oh! When was the last time you texted me, mister?
When I got my teeth fixed.
Yeah, that was probably like 2 years ago, but I actually did love that picture. Well, because when he hurt his teeth, he sent me a picture of like the hole in his mouth, and then he sent me another picture when he got his new teeth. He's so proud of his teeth. It was adorable.
Well, teeth are something to be proud of then, you know? That guy punched a lot harder than I thought. But, let's see.
No, like, I think it was great. Yeah, it was great. I love the double, you know, the couplets. That is, like, my favorite way to write poetry, you know, with alliteration and couplets. So I really like couplets because I just like the number two, you know. Number two is really cool. You know, it's like two people together. You can't beat that, you know. But, yeah, I think I love how she, like, she talks about, like, Feziana, like, she's, like, you know, the hero that saves the day and is going to, like, bring peace, you know. You know, like, she never gives up. She never quits, you know. She will start faith in our humanity. But, like, I love this. It's, like, this is such, like, a, you know, a fantasy type of, like, right, you know. And I know, if I know Feziana, she's all about the fantasy stuff, you know. You know, a freaking nerd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You love that about me.
Yeah, of course. Because I'm living the same, you know?
We could make, like, a little Feziana action figure. That would be pretty sweet right there. And it'll have various weapons from her parties and shit.
There's a friend that has that already.
Yeah.
She did it already. Where have you been?
You know, I don't really appreciate that.
I guess you haven't been in Dis. I guess you haven't been in Dis. It's a thread up where she made everybody into an action figure.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago, though. I don't remember.
Anyway.
It'd be fucking hot. Oh, yeah, we got to make one of Socrates, see? So she did make one of everybody, Beast, period. But
well,
would you like to comment?
Join the group, no teeth.
Hey, first of fucking all, they got chipped in a fight. Second of fucking all. Shit.
Listen, let's get back to the poem. Come on. Lynn's poem. I think it's beautiful.
Lynn.
It's
Lynn.
Oh, it's Lynn. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Lynn.
That's
it. And it's your comment.
And comment.
Oh, fuck.
I love her SoundCloud. She has a beautiful voice. I mean, I felt like I was watching like a documentary. It was so soothing. The way she writes too is beautiful. I love where she says they walk humbly among us as they impact the lives of everyone they touch. And surprisingly, they don't even know how truly amazing they are. And that is Fazy right there. Beautiful poem, Lynn.
That is excellent.
There it is.
Tan. Tan. Woohoo. Tan.
Lynn. Her voice is literally beautiful. Beautiful read. The words, it just literally is you, Fazy, to a T, you know. You're all of that and more. I'm not going to have a long comment. I'm going to leave comments. Because you know how I have long comments. So, yeah. just also thank you to her. She was the first to send me back a tribute for you. And she just said, just make sure that you know that you are very much loved. So, yeah. Don't forget that, Fazy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lynn. I love you too. And we need to connect more. You know, for a while, we were exchanging our books, and like, it's been a while since we've talked. So I really do. Gotta write a poetic response. Thank you so much.
All right, Fancy, we need a time check because Tansy's audio is 42 minutes long. I got to make sure we have enough time.
We have 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 39 seconds remaining.
Okay. I think we might be able to get everything in. Are you ready, Tans? Can we play yours?
That maybe we should do the other ones first because, yeah, they're so important. Like, let's do the other ones first.
Okay, so we'll save yours for the last 42 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to take a gander at my...
Is that going to be the outro?
Yeah.
But
let's just take a fight before it out.
Okay. Wait, we got a couple... Okay, so we have a couple of poems to be read. So does somebody want to be a reader for Neutron?
I think maybe just read it. Oh, yeah, or is it? Yeah. Someone that's good at reading, not me.
And rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. Who's doing it?
Scissors.
Yeah, you win.
What do you got, please?
You always want a scissor.
Everybody check out the chat, though, because you got to see the picture that Tans put. That's my action figure right there.
Oh, yeah. Remember now.
I have to say my belly is not that flat. That's a flattering version. That's like after I work out for a few years. But, you know, the rest of it's pretty accurate. The belly, not so much.
Nah, I think your ginormous pillows might be a little bigger than that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, what kind of weapon is that? You know, you always have like a bow and arrow.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Get you that, like, big, huge, fucking...
Tommy knocker.
Elven blows. Elven blows.
All right. Let's do Neutron Bomb. Neutron Bomb. Are you reading this, dude?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Oh, a doll just got popped. Uh-oh.
The link's up.
All right, who's reading it?
I'll read it.
What? Should...
Come on,
all right,
let's
go.
Let's go.
All right. Pay It Forward by Neutron Bomb. Bees dither and swarm, an effusive effigy to the queen. They collect pollen and fertilize flower buds which bloom. The petals irradiate pigment and pollen, propagating collectively, however, their journey towards the sun remains futile. They're either crushed underfoot by a scurrying bulldog or wither in the depths of winter's touch, lying dormant below the kiss of frosted glass. We leave the womb absorbing shapes and light and develop from crawling and protracted steps to births, deaths, and marriage certificates. In the dust of our lives, we shuffle on Zimmer frames down a long hallway to the light, reunited with the dust, compost, and bone. We may only seek to plant seeds along the pathway, rebirthing annually, touching strangers of commensuration, and holding close those we admire. Nice. That's the end. There's a lot of, like, $5
nice.
Words in there, man.
Awesome.
Nice. Well read. Well read there.
Wow, one hey. Thing.
Yeah.
Aphasiana?
Yes. Thank you, Neutron Bomb. Another person who I have not been in touch with much lately, I have been an antisocial slacker. So thank you so much, Neutron, for being a part of this. I think this is beautiful. That first stanza makes me feel some confidence towards the tournament that I'm in, seeking to be queen of the hive. But also I just really like bees. The beauty of nature that's here, but also the strength and the way of connecting with people, touching strangers with commiseration, and holding close to those we admire. I mean, those are admirable things. So if this is at all connected to me, I mean, that's just, that makes me feel really good. So thank you so much, Neutron Bomb.
Like, I should write this for you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
thought this was pretty cool, you know. The title, Pay It Forward, you know, freaking, you know, I think that he's expecting somebody. I'm not going to name her, but I believe her name starts with A, is going to win this tournament. You know, this is my,
Put that money out, boy.
I was doing a little debt work, you know, a little gambling ring in the poetry group.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I've heard about the stories. Baby.
Lead the film.
I've heard about the stories, man. Anyway, I like We Leave the Womb of Orange Shapes and Light, you know, developing crawling and protracted steps to birth, deaths, and marriage certificates. I think that kind of also paints, like, your life story as well, not just, like, the, you know, the anger that you need to, like, really win the bat battle, but, like, you know, the freaking, like, beauty of life, too, that, like, comes with it, you know, as, like, you're meeting your husband after all those, like, awful relationships, because, you know, they're a bunch of losers anyway, you know, and, like, freaking, you know, like you said, like, going through a long hallway to the light, you know, reunited dust, compost, and bone, you know, just everyone's living a life, you know, and just coming one with the earth, you know. It's all part of the great cycle, and everything gets recycled. But we have freaking Phazy, man. We got Phazy to be our mommy and our auntie. I call her mom.
Mommy.
Phazy, mom. Like,
no breastfeeding. Ain't no breastfeeding going on.
Around kids,
only in his dreams.
Hey, what? Whoa. No, she's the one that said, hey, if you don't mind my breast, you can she was leading me on, man. It wasn't like that, man. I'm telling you. I didn't touch the cinnamon, man.
And comment? Who?
Yo.
These periods. You comment?
Yeah. I think it's very eloquently written, and I'm jealous of people who could write like that because I'm just, I mean, I have a flushing toilet in my right, so it was beautifully written. I wonder if that first verse is like a reference to the Queen of the Hive. Bees dither and swarm in effusive effigy to the queen. They collect pollen and fertilize flower buds which bloom. I kind of took it as that. I think that was pretty cool. excuse me. I love that that end line too. We may only seek to plant seeds along the pathway, rebirthing annually, touching strangers with commiseration, and holding close those we admire. Beautiful, right? Neutron. Woo-hoo!
Beautiful. All right. Woohoo! Tangerine dream.
Neutron. She's such an amazing writer. I'm just going to be quick. But go back and visit. I just want to draw attention to the title, Pay It Forward, right? So, in your own unknowing way, like that's what you do. So you do so much for so many people, and it makes me really happy to see just some love coming back to you. I like that she... I like the whole thing, right? But I'll just say about how she speaks of the struggle, how they're either crushed underfoot by scaring bulldogs or, you know, the struggle. Because, yeah, you know, struggle. So, brilliant, right? And thank you for bringing it to us, for Facebook. So excited.
Woohoo!
That's a new code word.
That's it.
All right. I want to do it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fantastic. I thought that, first of all, Socrates, you read it very well. Thank you for jumping in and doing that. And I thought the write itself, I do like the whole first stanza being a reference to the tournament. I didn't see that the first time. Very well written. I like the scheme. I like the imagery. And I really, really like the fact that, you know, she really does, like everybody else tonight, they wrote something special for you, Fazy. You know? And you deserve it. You absolutely do. So, woohoo! I remember that one.
I'm never gonna live that one down. That's like that's Tanz's favorite.
That was a good one. That was really fun.
I think it's one of the brilliant songs I've ever heard in my entire life. Anyone second. Okay. You guys are amazing.
No, you are.
Yeah, no, you are.
Yeah, no, you are.
Woohoo! Woohoo on that! That's it right there.
All right. We have one more undercover audio. It's called Demonatrix, and this is by, that's not really the name of it, but it's by Pam.
Do we drop Phasing?
Yeah. Oh, when I think I of her, I think of a flower spreading the beauty of love and kindness, planting seeds of poetry in hearts and minds, tilling the soil and shining like soul that others may grow alongside her. When I think of her, I think of the burning flame that blazes within her spirit. She lights other people's candles so that their light can shine beside her own. She is pearls of wisdom and the sweetest of laughter, wrapped up in a fun and sassy package. Her words, they glow a beacon of light when the world holds you down like a long, oppressive night. She's the curling smoke that writes messages of hope in the Valhalla sky. Her poetry speaks loud and clear with emotion and vibrancy. She's raw, hard-hitting, and honest rhythm. Her words speak on topics that shouldn't be denied. Her calligraphy is a representation of people that society sadly rejects. She is a thousand glowing embers rising from the ash of trials and tribulations. Her strength and her devotion runs deep to grow future blossoms and rises high to touch the storm clouds and make them part that all may know the warmth of sunlight. And poem.
Beautiful.
Amsterdam.
Wow.
Pam, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much. You know, Pam always talks about how she appreciates when people do SoundClouds, but she's only recently started doing them herself. And I'm so glad you did, Pam, because hearing it in your own voice, like you always say, is so much better. I love this. I like what you say here about planting the seeds of poetry because, you know, making contests on All Poetry, which I do pretty much weekly, that is my hope. People are always asking me, like, why don't you allow pre-writes? And it's like, because I don't want to just look at old ones. I want to be a little bit of a spark that is involved in the new one so I can like selfishly take credit when I've done nothing but, like, you know, be a part of it by just like making people think about something. And I feel like she sees that and most people don't understand. And then like basically the idea of like lighting other people's candles and like, you know, making people feel good and inspired is pretty much my, like, life goal. So to have someone write about me like that is very, I can't even think of the word. The good feeling of being recognized. There is a word for that. I keep thinking vindicated, but that's not right. Pardon?
Notoriety?
I mean, no, like, not like famousness. It's just like, I don't know, being acknowledged in a positive way. I will think of it later, like in the middle of the night. I'll be like, oh, that word. But I'll have to comment on Pam's thing in writing once I find that word. It's
my dictionary
it's
is
really
stumped.
An amazing. I'm stumped. I think that this is just beautiful, and it makes me feel really, really good about myself. And so, thank you very much.
You guys are gonna have to go on without me for a minute. I gotta get this other line. I'll be back.
All right.
Hans, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, my son's looking at me. Go back in the room. Pam's like legend, though, you know. She's like you in many ways, Faisy. When I heard this, I actually felt like a little bit teary. I don't know, but it's completely beautiful and very much, I just went blank too. I felt moved, like, reading it. And then when I heard her, SoundCloud, I just felt like, oh, absolutely beautiful. And that is you, Faisy, you know. You do inspire, like, with these beat wars things and all your contests. And there's just many, many ways that you affect people in this life. And it doesn't go unnoticed, you know. Like, it's seen, it's recognized. And, yeah, beautiful. Pam, thank you so much. Really beautiful.
There we go. Beautiful comment, Dan. And
validating.
She got it.
You know what
the word I was looking
is,
for?
You know what's funny?
Hello?
You know what's funny is that this picture, I have that same plant at home, like the flame and stuff. You guys remember the ghost weed, right?
Yeah, I know a few ghost weeds.
Like, yeah, it's like, that's, you know, it's like they say in the street, like, that's that fire, you know? So, like, I just wanted to say that and make that joke. Anyway, this is a beautiful poem, you know? I like all the beautiful words. I like how she used soul, because that's the name of our son. You know, a lot of people forget that. Like, oh, it's too cliche. No, it's actually the name of our son. Like, it's an actual pronoun, you know? Or not pronoun, whatever the noun is, the free was called. I suck at
Faisy.
That stuff. But anyway,
it's a proper noun.
This is a good poem. Yeah.
Oh, there
proper
you go.
Noun, there you go. Yeah, there you go, yeah. Which I always thought was a pronoun because it starts with P-R-O, so god damn it, fucking English being difficult and shit, you know.
None of my nouns are ever proper.
Improper for life, or is it improper? I don't know. But anyway, my favorite line right here is great in the middle, where it says, when I think of her, I think of the burning flame that blazes within her spirit. That's so sweet, you know, she's so gentle, but like, you get on her shit, she'll fucking like turn back in the blue and fucking your shit up, you know, like Hulk mode, you know, except it's like more powerful poem.
Yeah. Pam is very Hulk versatile.
Imagine Hulk with like big pillows, you know. Big gigantic pillows.
Woohoo!
Anyway, that's the end of that comment. You guys do your thing, you know.
Wait, you leaving?
No, I said that's the end of my comment.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I'll comment. Yeah, Pam is awesome. She's very versatile. I've seen her do beautiful poetry. I've seen her fucking rap awesome. She does some funny stuff, too. Pam is a great writer. I love the line where she says, she's pearls of wisdom and the sweetest of laughter wrapped up in a fun and sassy package. And that's what Phazey is. This is a beautiful poem. And I love that she put a SoundCloud, and it's so nice hearing her voice. She reads really nicely. Awesome job, Pam. Pam.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! You know what's funny? A lot of people say that you know, Phazey, like, when they make a poem about Phazey, it's always usually about the moon because the moon has phases. But I like how Pam did like one the sun, a little different.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Right.
You gotta go woohoo.
Woo woo. Can I say woo woo? Remember that?
Woo woo. Let me comment on poem.
We don't like to look at old things, so we figured you weren't gonna be back.
Crazy
said it.
Yeah, we'll see. Usually the fucking show's done by 10. And then I go and hang out with my wife. But now it's going to 11, so.
Well, but it's 12:30 here. I'm like 10 hours.
Well,
in
I'm
my
not
bedtime.
There, am I? I'm here.
Thank God.
Anyway. I would like to comment on Pam's poem.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Did we do another poem? Did we already do another poem?
I know, we need 42 minutes. We need 42 minutes for Tanz's things. How much time do we have?
Oh, yeah, okay. I want to say that was a fantastic SoundCloud, Pam, and it was an excellent poem, and I really liked how you used soul. It fit right in there, shining like soul. Use it like sun, and it was very well done. Right, it was very well done. Mm-hmm. Pam was one of my favorite audio ladies, my Pamsterdam. It was so fun.
Pamsterdam. I remember that.
Yeah. That was good. All right, end comment.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Like first knuckle.
All right, Rama, we need a reader. You're going to read this one, all right?
Well, I don't know. Who's it from? You're certainly dodging the reading here, Beast.
Yeah.
Well, it's a guy. Sorry. All right. I mean, I'll read it.
I go, Beast.
Oh, my God. You want me to read it?
Go get your bifocals and fucking read that poem.
Let me get the transpose function on my voice so I can read like a guy. All right. This is by Dexter, and it's You Mean So Much. So caring and so kind, as understanding as you'll find. Deserve the best for never quitting, against all of life's tests. I read that wrong. Heart of gold, cackle of laugh, with lyrics so bold, and a flow like the Nile. She's a nightly reason her listeners leave with a smile. Love you, Phazey. Woohoo!
Yeah. Beautiful.
That was a horrible reading. See why I didn't want to read?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I fucking butchered it.
Your shit.
Stupid ass.
You didn't butcher it, Beast. Dex, I love you too. Thank you. This is so sweet. And I like that you call my laugh a cackle. It's true, I'm a little witchy. I love the idea of, like, you know, making my listeners smile and flow like the Nile just sounds nice, although I definitely don't have that flow. So thank you so much. I love you. I'm glad that you called, and I miss you. We don't get to do the shows anymore together, but you're awesome.
Woohoo. Woohoo. Hello. We just started it special for this show, and you're already not doing it.
Woohoo.
Tans, would you comment, please, Tans?
Yeah, Dix. Beautiful privity.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
You beat me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be quick. You and Dexter got an awesome connection, and it's a beautiful friendship, and it's a pleasure to watch that. His words honor that beautifully, and beautiful write, awesome read, and yeah, I'm gonna write better comments than I say.
Well done. Well done. Beast, period. Would you like to comment? Since you read it.
Yeah, I read it horribly, so I'm so sorry. Oh, this is a really nice little brevity. Yeah, that's my brevity comment. I really like the part where he says, heart of gold, cackle of a laugh, with lyrics so bold and so true. She does have a little cute little cackle. It was really short and sweet. Beautiful. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Baby.
Sally J.
Okay, so first off, I didn't really understand that title because, like, I don't think she's that mean. You know, I think she's a really gentle person. I'm just playing. Really. I know it's
I got you.
You mean
Love
so
it.
Much. Yeah.
You mean so much.
Very short and sweet to the point, you know. You can put in your pocket and then bring it out like a little...
What are we talking about here?
Whoa. You got 10 holes in your pocket?
Pull it out of your pocket.
Pocket puppet, what?
Yeah, like a little fortune cookie. You just keep around. You're like,
wow. In bed.
Got a little fortune cookie, eh?
Yeah. You ever get a fortune cookie about the fortune? It's not the same. Yeah, like it. It's good. Like,
put it back
like
in the pocket.
Put it back in the pocket.
There's the best friend married against all nice tests. You know, like, she really is like Speed Racer, you know, like when she test drives things, you know. You know, she's really good at freaking just going with the flow and, you know, kicking ass. You know, she's like a master of that, you know. But,
yeah,
that's what she did.
You got to say the magic word.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo hoo! I thought it was badass. I liked his rhyme scheme. You know, I really do. I haven't seen that particular scheme, and it was really nice. And it was, you know, straight from the heart. And for those of you who don't know, Dex can get down on some audios and shit. I remember.
Yeah.
Like he's really good at fucking on the beat and shit. So I thought this was really good, really nice and sweet, and right to the point for a Faziana. Woohoo!
If you haven't heard him, you should buy his album on Spotify. He's Sammy Two Times.
Nice.
Is what? Who? Hold on, I gotta write this down. Who?
Dex goes by Sammy Two Times.
Sammy Two Times.
Yeah, I've
How many times have you seen it?
The paper, the paper.
His real name is Sam.
Said, the paper, the paper. Everything says it says two times.
I just doxed him, didn't I? Sorry, Sam.
You what him?
Well, how are we supposed to buy his album?
It's not like when you give away someone's. It's when you give away someone's real identity.
Well, that's not his real identity. I don't think his birth certificate says Sammy two times.
I mean, there's a Sam on there, but yeah. Watch, his parents are like, if we want to write two times on his name, we can do that.
Rhyme is just 2 inches.
Oh. 11 times.
It's like a fortune cookie in your pocket.
Like a fortune cookie in bed.
Forget about it. It's a fucking fortune cookie.
Don't you guys all say in bed after reading the fortune from a fortune cookie? Isn't that something
everyone
does?
No, I grabbed another one.
You guys don't
get the fuck out of here.
All right, come on. How much time? Fazy, what's the time check?
Yeah.
We got 34
minutes. We have
33
minutes and 33 minutes left.
Okay. All right, so we have one more, which we need a reader for. So Rhyma or Fazy, I don't know which one wants to read it. I don't know, Fazy, if you want to read your own tribute. Oh, a Tans. Tans, one can read it. And then
probably not me. Oh, wait. I'll fuck it up.
Can you guys look at the picture I sent before the show ends?
Oh no, we got some more things.
34 minutes.
Yeah, let's do.
Wait, where'd you send the picture?
It's on. It's in the crazy box.
Oh, okay.
While you guys read, I gotta.
All right, Rhyma, go ahead. You gotta read.
What are we doing?
Bebla.
Rhyma, read the one
by
Babla.
Oh, my daughter just came in, so you got to read it. I'm going to put you on mute.
Hi, baby.
I can't butcher another one. Fazy, you want to read this?
Okay. She calls for rain by Babbler. It rains in the spring because growth requires tears. Some springs mutate into monsoons, drowning the foliage to birth a summer jungle. Trails carve themselves out through a rink of gray matter, winding the sharpened blades of inline skates, scraping paths, bitter and saccharine, candied and poisoned, gouges and divots, swirls and incisions. She reaches for the language, hiding in folded curtains, drawn clothes, fumbling them in her arms, litters of feral kittens hissing and wriggling, bottle-fed and babied into domesticity. Still, the lines are written, ink dance that tugs smiles from corners of stubborn lips that find a home in the chaos of calico families. Some form scars in thick layers of callus and skin. Others man the Zamboni and dedicate themselves to ironing out wrinkled pasts. But she sings siren calls for rain clouds at the slightest blush of spring, and dances for dandelions, same as roses. And poem.
Aww. So beautiful. Oh,
so beautiful.
This is beautiful. I commented on it before, not realizing that it was for me. I loved it. It's just beautiful. I loved it before it was connected to me, and now I love it even more that I see that it is. I really like the trails carved in gray matter, you know, those lines on your brain that are your thought patterns and all of these things that scrape those paths. I like the difference between the people who form calluses and skin on their skin because they're you know, they're hurt by things, and so they get a tough skin, and they become rough because of what happened. And then the Zamboni, which if you are unfamiliar with Zambonis, because I don't know if it's a Canadian thing, they smooth out the ice, like, after a hockey game or in preparation for one. Mm-hmm. And so smoothing out.
Can I use one on my
tasks.
Face?
Yeah. Use one of your what?
My face, like I smooth out some wrinkles on my face.
Oh, you Zamboni your face, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If your face is made of ice, then perhaps.
It is. I'm an ice queen.
Oh, all right. Then let's get a Zamboni for you. And I love that she pulls us in. I actually do love the rain. I like the storms. And I love dandelions. We've had this talk, so she knows that. You know, everyone else is getting rid of them and hates them. And I'm like, they feed the bees. You can make them into all kinds of things. And, you know, they're bright. They're one of the first things that bloom, creating some brightness. And then they become, like, these beautiful little things with all their little white puffs, and then they blow through the air. And I actually really like them, and I think that sometimes a weed is a flower, and that they sometimes have more value than the things that we put monetary value on, like roses. So she totally gets me. Thank you, Babbler. I love you. Babbler is my co-host on Fridays for Part Center, Part Saint.
Hey, Paisley. Did you, when you were a kid, did you think that if you blew on a daisy and it blew in the air, did you think that it was how you make a wish?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I did that all the time. I made a lot of wishes.
Yeah.
Me too.
I, too, think that dandelions are beautiful. Like, I don't understand why they're a weed either. I love them.
You
I just
want to
put my two cents in, sorry. Pan, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I too think they're beautiful. And the dandelion, that's my favorite poem that Faisy has written also. So I would recommend. I did make a special link thread thingy, but I ended up deleting it because there's too much people that I thought, oh, shit, they might get left out. Anyway.
Pan's on the
beautiful.
Run.
Yeah, Pan's on the run, that one. But it's an extremely beautiful poem all the way through. There's so much incredible, beautiful imagery and metaphor. But, yeah, beautiful. And the dandelion part was my favorite too. Thank you, Babla. I'm going to come back for comments. Beautiful,
ooh.
Right? Yeah, woohoo. That was a sorry.
Beautiful cat.
My voice hurts. Yeah.
You coined a new term for us.
Yeah.
Bower
like
J. Would you like to comment?
Are you the kitten stealer, Daisy? Because I hear that you fumble kitties in your arms litters of kittens.
What kind of
I think that's more of trying to herd cats, you know, get the people organized.
Feral people, us animals.
I mean, I do love cats, but I think it's partly about me trying to herd cats, like get you guys to behave.
I thought you were like the cat, the crazy cat lady or something like that. You know, I know there's a.
That's me.
I totally would be if I could find a place to live that would let me have pets. Someday I will be a cat lady. Right now I just really can't afford to get kicked out of my place for having pets.
Cats
you
are
can
dogs.
Join my club, Faisy.
Cat lady.
Cat. I even have a song about it called Cat Lady.
I gotta ask why what hands has posted my chart for.
I thought we'll just talk about that at the end after the poems are done, because we might run out of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Issa.
All right, so I just want to comment real quick. I love the rain, too, and because growth requires tears, you know, some springs mutate into monsoons. I think that's beautiful, just, like, abstract, or it's not abstract, but, like, abstract isn't, like, an abstract painting where it's all colorful and stuff. You know, like, I think that's beautiful, you know. Anyway, that's my comment.
Wow.
Woohoo!
There we go.
And the baby needs love. So hey, do me a favor. Play go to Kansas, because I want to definitely hear it. And that way I can hug the baby and listen to it.
Okay. I want to hug the
baby.
Yeah,
that's right.
Give her a
hug. You got to read yours, Rima.
He's going to close up.
Yeah, I want. Well, go ahead, because it's going to take some time. And I want to short it.
All right. All right, Tans is labeled light as a feather, and that should be the last audio we left. And there's no words for it.
Okay, I'm giving you a minute to put the link up, though.
There is no link.
Oh, there's no link, Faye. I'm going to make
a
link.
Okay,
light as a feather. Here we go.
This is for you.
Going up the hill. Rolling up the hill, rolling up the hill, rolling up the hill. Have we all got boulders that were rolling up that hill? The cost of trying to evade the Reaper's skill. Just when I think it's safe to release echoes of ancient grief, have gravity increased. Almost crushed by past progress, gonna rise. Fucking hubris with thickened eyes, I could defy. With my back suitcase, all the provocation you erase, so my fear and anger seem misplaced. I'm the maddest woman in the attic, literary trope, acting erratic. Now that my crumbled in a fit, you're on par conveniently omit. Like blue lightning setting fire bridges, burning men inside out if they weren't grounded. But don't fret, this isn't aid in the bet. She's trapped inside, her rule denied. Pulling grenade pins for shits and giggles, savoring little sins, flashing medicine since creativity cripples. But don't fret, this isn't aid in the bet. She's trapped inside, her rule denied. Bitter and sickly sweet, Molly lays sip of curacao. Once had her heel on my throat, she's trapped inside now.
Emerald eyes have flecks of sapphire. The sparks in me that conspire to overthrow my bureaucratic empire. See what mayhem I conspire. Can't meet anyone's gaze in case they see that craze threatening to set the blaze to free me from grief. Hey, Columbine in a field of unlucky clover, perennial Carol Presley spilling over.
doctor's chair. Corn stalks obscure the path away from the mirror wrap.
Apologize, but I'm the one that bleeds. A monster, but not the way you think. Haunted by violence, lost, kitchen sink. I'm an asshole for exposing my friends to your shit, for trying to carve out a place where I fit. I'm an asshole for failing to fake ecstasy when you never gave a shit about sleeping.
Neurotransmitters running amok. Perception shifts drastically. Painting experiences. The up feel too shiny to be authentic. Vibrancy of everyday objects astounding. Each sensation a revelation to behold. With wide-eyed wonder of a toddler or the mind-bending high of a tweaker. When a depressive episode hits, the crash is dismissed as contrast. Sunshine radiating from my skin evaporates. Grayscale, heavy reality is a damp, weighted blanket. The beauty is sucked out of every detail, as if it was only illusion, imagined by mania. Rare are the days where I comprehend both polarities are veils I wear. Tinted glasses, rose and black, Midas and Satan alternating. Truth is mostly in the middle. The mornings where I wake up draped in darkness, it seems as though those smiling have been fooled. And I see the painful verity of existence as sugar turns to ash in my mouth.
All that's left is these cigarettes in my compressed chest.
Get back to the old school. Wave your hands like you just don't care. Yeah. Let's take it back to the old school. Wave your hands like you just don't care.
Hey, 778, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, I'm Aphasiana. I'm prepared for Rima's attack tonight.
Hey, welcome to the show, Aphasiana. All right,
thank
and
you.
Then next up we have hello, 347, you're on the air. Where are we speaking to?
I think she's 187.
It's a 187 on the undercover car.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
somebody got it. Hi, Beast. Hi, Fabiana.
What's up, guys? Good to hear you all.
It is good to hear you all, especially Fabiana.
Yeah.
I've only been trying to get into the call for ever.
Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever.
Watch this.
You're not a saint, but you could be if you tried. Hilarious, but your mind's a pigsty.
Watch this. Coming up. Let's do it.
Is this going to become a Dr. Phil show? I really don't want this to become a damn Dr. Phil.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time.
I'm not the same, but I could be if I tried.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Rhyma.
Oh, we have an action-packed show tonight. And by action-packed, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen yet. You just never know. Brother Laurent, I hear you.
Mon ami, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing so very well, thank you.
Bravo.
Merci.
I see the lovely lady, Aphasiana, with you.
Well, you know what? I figured, you know, she's a new co-host, so I put her feet to the fire.
Her nipples are sharper than your wit.
I picked a winner. I did.
Watch this.
Late Night Poets Double Helix is a radio show that gives poets a stage to be themselves. Hosted by Aphasiana and the Duke of St. Paul, Dexter Bailey, the show highlights poems centered around real-life experiences. The poems we are made of. The X's and the Y's.
Hello, everyone, and I want to take this opportunity to welcome you to the opening show for Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dexter Bailey. And Dex and Aphasiana, I'm so happy to have you aboard. I hope things go great. There we go.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Yeah, that was about as professional as this show will ever be. No, I'm just kidding with that intro. Well, it was a fantastic job recording by Aphasiana. I'm excited about the show, so thanks for having us, Phil.
Hello?
Tan. Oh my gosh, that was so amazing. Earlier when I thought this was for Rima, she asked me to find the first time that I ever called the show because Rima did a diss of me, and so we were trying to find that. And looking for through those old shows was like a serious walk down memory lane. That was amazing. And I listened to that whole first show that we had together, and I was such a nervous wreck that day. Oh, my God. First time I ever called a vlog talk show, I could barely breathe. But this right here is so awesome. I'm really going to be glad to have that and keep it. And, like, the memories of doing all of those songs and the first time that I did either one of the shows and when I first became a host. spent, I mean, the various songs I was in, sometimes I hate my voice and sometimes I hate my cadence, but I love that I get like a mix of things, and it's just, it reminds me that I've been, you know, putting myself out there and trying despite the fact that I'm not the greatest at it. So, Tans, I really appreciate the time that you would have had to put into finding all of those clips. I mean, that is hard to piece that all together. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
You're amazing, Faithy. And you're hella welcome. I wanted to showcase you because you very often do take that back seat to things, you know, but you're always first in. And Faithy, like, you're really, really brave, you know. I just got this whole new level of respect for you, and searching through all these files and things. And you know, your first show to ring up and battle Beast and Rhyma, and you, and that whole dynamic that was going on with the Dr. Phil stuff. I'm not even, but that shit was so brave to me. I wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, fuck that shit. So I felt proud of you, you know. Going through the old files, it's just amazing to see how far you came. And I've known you in the music journey, you know, but and there's just like the Irish song, these times you like, you really, really, really do ride that beat like really good. And yeah, you got a beautiful voice and you're brave, Faithy. You're brave. So, you know, beautiful talent and a beautiful woman. You're a very special person. And yeah, we just wanted to take some time to make sure you know that we love you. That was my real ending. I sent the wrong link, but it says, love you, Faithy.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have no idea how much this means to me. Like, I am gonna listen to this all again and just revel in it. You're so amazing, Tans. You have really been here for me, and I love you so much. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome. We love you too.
Aww, yeah. I think Tans worked on that for like a full month, the way she had to go through everything. So, man, I got mad respect for you doing all that. I would have gave up. I mean, she was going through all kinds of shows and downloading them and having to cut and paste. And I mean, I think that it came out so amazing. And it's true, you know, Faithy, you're the best. I remember when you first came to AP and how much you've come. Like, you jumped right in, started battling, and, you know, you help out everybody. You organize things. You have a beautiful heart and soul. And you're amazing, and we wanted to show you that. So,
yeah.
Hopefully you know that.
And
thank you.
And I'm going to puke if I say anything else.
You have been an inspiration. You have been so freaking inspiring throughout everything. Yeah. So thank you for including me in the collaborations and stuff. I could not believe when I was allowed to, like, be a part of those things, because I looked up to you so much, and I was just like, I can't be with them. They're amazing. So thank you so much for always including me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, we love you. Sour J, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I thought that was like the coolest thing ever. that took freaking work, man. That took like, you know, that looks like it took, that sounded like it took, what, like, months, maybe even years, just, like, all those videos, like,
felt like it.
Together, man, and not only that, like, just making it perfect and, like, in tune with each other, you know, with all those, like, effects and drops they use, and, like, all the beats that she loves, you know, I thought that was cool. I like how you, I didn't think, I would hear Faziana sing her, like, little intro song she puts on all her, what's it called, the start of her shows, you know, the one that was the Part Center Prince Saint, the one that
the
goes, I have too many cigarettes, you know, that one. Awesome,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. That was a tribute to Rhyma. I changed the words because it was his last time that he did a show. I did a version of the song for him.
Oh, wow. Why did he stop making shows?
It's complicated.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Oh, yeah, Fancy. I need you to go back and listen to the full intro, because I even said it before the show started. I said, I hope that she's listening to the song and not in the green room, like, bringing people on and stuff, because it was kind of introducing that it wasn't for Rhyme.
Okay. I missed the very beginning. My husband came in, and he was talking to me, and then I was letting people into the room. So I could hear, like, the tune, and I was, like, kind of, like, bopping to it, but I did not get to really listen to the words, so I am 100% going to listen to it right after this.
I'm like, I knew something was going to happen, because then we're like, I came in and we're like, surprise, and you're still thinking it's for Rhyme, which is funny.
No, I was totally distracted during the opening song, and I did think it was for Rhyme. I was still getting stuff together, so thank you so much. I had no idea it would be, like, I seriously didn't. I knew it was a surprise thing, but I thought it was for Rhyme. I had no clue. Tans at one point asked if it was okay if she used clips of me, but I figured it was, like, because I make fun of Rhyme sometimes, so she was going to, like, use that. I never thought that it would be about me.
Yeah, I told her, is it all cool with you if I use some clips, because I want to make a special thing for Rhyme, and you're part of her journey.
Yeah, she had a good crafty.
Yeah, hustler baby. But yeah, you just.
Oh yeah, we have Rhyme's.
Yeah, we got Rhyme next.
We got 3 minutes.
Go, Mama.
My
read it.
He's
a minute. I'm not reading. I'm gonna butcher it. All right, well, before I read it, I'm going to say I just want to thank LMP, Rap3, everybody who contributed to the show. Thank you so much for helping us with this. You guys are all amazing.
You're welcome.
Because I know as I read this, it's going
to... everyone. Uh-oh, our minutes are ticking, Grace.
2 minute warning.
All right, so this is by... All right, this is... 2 minutes? All right, I'm going to read it fast. Super Secret Camouflage Right, Coffee Dine by Rhyme. She was awkwardly courageous with a cagey counter glow, but now her laughter is contagious, adventurous for a show. Did she like me when we met? I'd say yes and doubt it, though, but since way back then, we've been about it. So she fucking hated me, yo. Straight side shade, but hey, so long ago. Today, FaZe would say I'm like a little big bro. Now, is she underrated? Yeah, that's a big no, but motivated and dedicated to an educated flow. Affirmative, sir. Yes, Staff Sergeant. See, I capitalized F because I'm retarded. Anyway, Ephesiana's pens become quite sharpened, and she'll say these lines don't rhyme, but still, I hope I'm pardoned. It'd be a crime to not write her straight from the heart and symbolize the light that used to be darkened. Woohoo! I did it in a minute.
Thank you, Rhyme. I love you. This is really cute and funny, and, you know, it has your kind of, like, flow and cleverness, and I don't have time to comment properly, so I'm going to have to write out my comment, but thank you so much. I love you, and you brought me to doing blog talk shows, and I joined LNP because of you. I joined DIS partly because of you, so you really expanded my kind of online life, so thank you so much.
That was that dick, son.
Yeah, awesome, right, Rhyme? That was funny.
And, I just want to say also, shout out to Phil, and she listened tonight and also sent her love, and yeah, this was very much a combined effort from everybody. So we love you, Stacey.
Yeah.
I love you all.
All right, everybody,
thank
have a great night.
So
love you
much.
Too.
Love you guys.
I love you.
Cut you off. Good night, guys.
Good night.
What do you know?